And let's give Jesus the biggest hand of praise.
In this covenant hour of prayer, it is testimony time. Please listen carefully to this documented testimony, and yours will follow shortly. Number one, supernatural turnaround. Before I joined this commission, nothing ever worked for me. I graduated from school with no job. I was just going backwards. I came here as a confused and devastated man. I had a word in a service from Mama Faith Oyedepo. There is someone here. You feel like crying your heart out. It seems like everything has ended for you. But I tell you something, there is hope for you. That declaration touched me, and my mindset changed immediately. I keyed into Kingdom Advancement Prayer, and today I'm happy to say that God heard my prayers. Let's make it bigger for Jesus. It has been favor and open doors here and there. I want to thank God for what he has done for me. He is indeed a faithful God. He gave me a job I never expected. What I could not achieve in 5 years, I was able to achieve it within a few months. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. And the testifier is Kelvin K. Once again, let's glorify him. Number two, quadruple promotions via Kingdom Advancement Prayer. Amen. I was due for promotion from 2008. All my junior staff were promoted. They overtook me by surprise. Then I was reduced to nobody, and my schedule of duty was taken away from me. They mocked me to the extent of which they are even sending me to do some official work for them. And I became frustrated and lost hope in every struggle. In one of the covenant hour of prayers, I heard Papa saying, Kingdom Advancement Prayer guarantees supernatural growth, open rewards, and access to divine favor. Then I keyed into these words, and my hope, which I lost, jacked back to life. Then I changed my prayer approach by praying for the kingdom of God. I stopped praying for myself. I also increased my prayer hours from 30 minutes to 1 hour, both in the day and at night, by praying for church growth, praying for the salvation of unsaved souls, and also for the increase of sales, and praying for the needs of members to be met. I obeyed every instruction that comes from the altar. Then, the God of Bishop David O. Oyedepo showed up. God surprised me with 4 promotions that were denied me in just 1 day. All those junior staff that were mocking me before are now shamefully under me. I return to thank the God of Bishop David O. Oyedepo for wiping my tears and making me superior over my enemies. Indeed, serving God pays. Truly, Matthew 6:33 works like fire. To God alone be all the glory. And the testifier is Yakubu and Zaku Moses. Shall we rise to our feet this morning and lift up our voices in thanksgiving for these amazing testimonies?
Lift your voice and give glory to God this morning. From the depth of your heart, give him praise. Celebrate him and glorify his name. He is worthy of all the praise, of all the glory, of all the honor, and of all the adoration. Lift your voice and let God hear you this morning. Do it from the depth of your heart. For those awesome testimonies, let's give him thanks. This can only be the hand of God, and we owe him all the praise. Lift your voice, lift your hands, and celebrate God this morning. Celebrate God this morning. Celebrate God this morning. Those testimonies are the hand of God at work in our midst, and we owe him all the praise. Give thanks, give praise, give glory. also begin to thank him for the answers that he has given to all of your prayers, your intercessions, your supplications, inclusive. Give him thanks. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor and worthy of all the adoration. Lord, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. I've come to hear from you, Lord. Speak directly to me today by your word. I've come to hear from you, Lord. Speak to me directly by your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come this morning with gratitude in our hearts to give glory unto you. We celebrate you for the blessing of being in your presence yet again. Thank you for the awesome testimonies of your mighty hand at work in our midst. We give you all the praise. For answers to our prayer, we say thank you. And now our eyes are upon you. Speak to us this morning and let our lives be transformed again. We give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Our line of exhortation for this week has been, why must we continue to pray for church growth? Why must we continue to pray for church growth? And we discovered that the greatest enemy of the church when it comes to its growth is Satan himself. What that means is that Satan does not delegate the assault against the growth of the church to any demon. He is personally engaged. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, whom the God of this world hath blinded. Whom the God of this world hath blinded. So he is personally engaged in trying to resist the advancement of the church of Christ. And that is why it's important for us to understand that we are engaged in a battle when it comes to the advancement of the church. In Matthew 16 and verse 18, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So there is a contention, there is a battle against the advancement of the growth of the church. In Matthew 11 and verse 12, the scripture tells us again there, it said, from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So advancement is forcefully engaged. We don't advance without engaging force. And the force that we engage to advance is spiritual and not physical. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and verse 4, although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So our battle is not physical, it is spiritual. In the book of Ephesians 6 and verse 12, we are told that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we are engaged in a spiritual battle when it comes to the advancement of the church of Christ. And that's why you and I must understand that church growth is warfare. Church growth is what? Is warfare. And the battle that we engage in requires the instrumentality of prayer. It is through prayer that we engage in spiritual warfare. If you look at that book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we are told that the battle is spiritual. And from verse 13 all the way to verse 17, we are told the various weapons that we utilize. And then in verse 18, we are told how we utilize the weapons. How do we utilize them? Praying always, with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. So we engage the weapons by engaging the force of prayer. The shield of faith is there. The sword of the Spirit is there. The breastplate of righteousness is there. The helmet of salvation is there. The gospel of peace is there. But we engage all of them together by prayer. It is not enough to be well armed. You must engage the armory in battle. And it is that engagement in prayer that is the avenue through which we engage those weapons against the assault of the enemy. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Now the question really is, why must we continue to pray for church growth? And we look at this reason this morning, and I believe that the Holy Ghost will grant each one of us light and understanding. It takes the prayer of faith to move the hand of God. It takes the prayer of faith to move the hand of God. In the book of James chapter 5 and verse 15, we are told that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So the prayer of faith is what will engage God. And how do we see this? In the book of Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1, the Bible says, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So our faith is utilized in prayer, and the hand of God is invoked by our faith. So as we pray in faith, God's hand goes to work on our behalf. And it is only the hand of God that can build the church. Is that true? The Bible says in Matthew 16 and verse 18, we saw earlier, it said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. The Bible tells us that there is a tabernacle that is built without hands. It is not the natural hand of man that can build the church of Christ. The best of man's effort is equal to zero without God's input in the building of the church. Psalm 127 verse 1, except the Lord build the house, the laborers are laboring in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So it will take God's hand for the church to be built. Now, more importantly, we discover that we have to pray for God to keep drawing people to church. It is that hand that draws. And when we engage our faith in prayer, we see the hand of God drawing men into God's presence. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. In the book of John chapter 6 and verse 44, the Bible says that no man can come to me except my Father which is in heaven draw him. So it is God's hand that draws. In Acts chapter 2 verse 47, the Bible says, they were having favor with all the people. It says, and the Lord added. It is God that adds. He's the one that draws, added daily, such as should be saved. So the hand of God is what draws the souls of men to the church of Christ. It is not the skill of man. It is the hand of God. It draws men. So every soul that is added to the church is a product of the drawing of the hand of God. And that drawing of the hand of God is engaged through the altar of prayer. I remember the testimony of one of us who said that she came to the church, and when she began to hear the prayers that were prayed for the drawing and the establishment of souls, she discovered that it was the prayers of others that drew her into the church and began to pray similarly. Because it was when she heard the prayers that she discovered this is exactly what happened. God drew me by himself, planted me by himself, by the prayers of the saints. So we engage the altar of prayer for God's hand to keep drawing the people into the church. Secondly, we discover that we have to pray for our new converts and new members to be established in the church. It takes prayer. And that's where the prayer of faith comes in. It takes prayer. In the book of Colossians 4 verse 12, the Bible says, Epaphras, who is one of you, labors fervently for you in prayer that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. You may stand. The enemy is trying to make people fall, but it is through prayer that we engage for them to stand, that you may stand. He's praying for you that you stand perfect. That you stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. The enemy is going around looking for ways to sift men like wheat. But it takes prayer to ensure that they remain standing. Shout hallelujah. In Galatians 4 verse 19, Paul the apostle speaking there by the Holy Ghost, he said, my little children, of whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you. So it takes the altar of prayer to see individuals that will stand perfect, that will become Christ-like in their lifestyle. It takes prayer. And that's why you and I must not relent. The souls are won, yes, but Christ must be formed in them. The souls are won, yes, but they must stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. They must become planted, take root downwards, and bear fruit upwards. Shout hallelujah. The duty is not done at the point of their salvation. It's like a mother who goes to the delivery room, gives birth to a child. It is intense labor for the child to be born, but that is not the end of the labor. In fact, another chapter of labor starts there. There is a duty for that child to be raised, to be formed, so that the child becomes a proper representation of the family to society. In the same vein, yes, the souls are won, but you and I have a duty so that those souls won can become proper representations of the kingdom of God to the world. That's why you and I must understand the duty does not end at the point of their salvation. We must keep praying for them until Christ is formed in them. We keep praying for them until they become representations of the kingdom of God. We keep praying for them until they are able to stand on their own accord. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. So we have to keep praying for our new converts, praying for our new members. You take their names and keep presenting it unto God. You labor fervently before the Lord for each one of them. And as you do so, you will see God begin to manifest in their lives. Let's take note of this. We should also understand that we must expect our rewards for all of our labors. The Bible makes clear to us in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19 to 21. It says, out of them will proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. But I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. And then he begins to tell us, verse 20, their children shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. They are serving me, engaged in the multiplication. I will not only glorify them, but I will punish all that oppress them. And look at verse 21. It says, and their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed out of the midst of them. It says, and I will cause him to draw near and approach unto me. For who is this that has engaged his heart to approach unto me? What is God saying? You are serving him by standing to see the multiplication, the advancement, the establishment of the souls before the Lord. He said, what? I will glorify you. What else? I will punish them that oppress you. What else? Their nobles will come forth out of them and governors. So there will be no non-entity. People will enjoy sporadic advancement. Did you not hear somebody who was being sent message by his junior officers? Given that is sent on errand. But in one day, four promotions landed one day. Not one by one, but suddenly. Suddenly. That's how somebody will enjoy sporadic advancement. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. I said somebody will enjoy sporadic advancement. Just suddenly was catapulted from the back to the front by just staying consistent, engaging on the altar of prayer. Therefore, my charge to us this morning is remain consistent, remain fervent, remain committed. And as you do so, watch what God makes of you. He will decorate you in ways that will be difficult to describe. Those who see you and know you will be surprised at how God will lift you. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Rise on your feet with me this morning and receive grace from God. Lord, I receive grace from you today. I receive grace from you today for continuous and consistent engagement on the altar of prayer towards the establishment of every one of our converts. I receive that grace. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. I said, praying always, not praying sometimes, but praying always. I receive grace to keep praying always. To keep praying always. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. Are you taking that grace from God? Lord, I receive grace to keep praying always in the daytime,
In the night time, at every moment in time, I receive that grace. Not to be slack, but to remain consistent, to remain committed, to remain fervent, to remain passionate. I receive that grace this morning. Receive it now from God. Receive it now from God. Receive it now from God. My prayer life will not be dull. It will not lack fervency. It will remain fervent. It will remain on fire. It will remain consistent. I receive that grace. Are you taking it now? 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 I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace to remain consistent and on fire on the altar of prayer, standing for the establishment of every one of our converts, standing for the establishment of every one of our new members. I receive that grace, O Lord. I receive that grace, O Lord. I receive that grace, O Lord. I refuse to be lukewarm. Let the fire of the fervency of the Spirit come alive in me today in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have asked God for that grace today, it will keep speaking in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it, say aloud, amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. So, let's continue praying. Take up the converts that God gave you. Pray for them. Don't just be satisfied that they came to church. Pray for them. Those who have not yet come to church, keep praying for them. And as you do, God will begin to turn their story around, and as he's doing so, he will begin decorating you openly in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now speak to the day and make your declaration concerning this day. What you declare, God is sure to deliver. Speak to the day right now. What you declare, God is sure to deliver. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lift your hand. Now, in the name of Jesus, this day is declared blessed. For each one of us, it shall be a day of testimonies. Concerning each one of us, there shall be no evil report. In your going out today, be blessed. In your coming in today, be blessed. Today is for you a day of good tidings, a day of heavenly favor, a day of open doors, a productive day, a fruitful day, a peaceful day. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. It is done. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.